Hovering was created and recorded on the unceded lands of the Bunurong and Wurundjeri peoples of the Kulin Nation, people who have a proud and incredible history of storytelling stretching back thousands of years. This always was and always will be Aboriginal land.
Hovering is intended for a mature audience. It contains strong language and adult themes, including references to sex and drug use. Listener discretion is advised.
Hovering. Further evidence. Colleen.
McGonagall's buggered off again. Oh, that sneaky pussycat. No idea where she's got to. You wouldn't believe what I did last night trying to find her, Carl. Up and about. I was calling and meowing and shaking the dry food. All manner of business. Complete disregard for the neighbours who would have all been asleep at this time. And then, I know you won't like this, but I called the police. I did! Got Glenda's boy, Kyle. Remember him? Well, he's down there with her these days. Not quite made of the same stuff, I don't think. Did me no good at all calling. He just left me to wander the streets. I suppose it was worth alerting the authorities in case someone called to have me put away. But no sign of the professor. Oh, went all the way down to the beach. Nothing. And I know she's in trouble. I have an instinct for that kind of thing, as you are well aware. Oh, you never believed me about the cancer, but I knew something was off. I knew the minute she woke up that morning. I said, off you trot, Carl. Off to Barbara. Something's not right. And did you listen? And look what happened. And now look at me. Talking to you and you're not even here. Oh, but who else have I got to talk to, Carl? Even Professor McGonagall's left me. Yes, Dolores and the others thereabout. Rosie doesn't visit. No, not once since you passed on. She made a big fuss when you were very unwell, of course, but back to her old ways as soon as it was all finished. She's got a new beau, who I haven't met yet, in tractor manufacturing or something. Oh, what's the point of remembering the details, darling? You know, as well as I do, she'll be on to someone new next time I see her. That's what she's like. People don't change. Do I? Tracy's given me a blowout. Looks good, doesn't it? Do you know, the girl at Deirdre's that makes the coffee these days? She's got blue hair. She'd be a pretty little thing if she just let nature run its course, but no. She looks like a paddle wop. Ludicrous. Oh, and I saw the strangest thing last night. Out looking for Puss-Puss. A kind of metal ball in the sky. No, it wasn't the moon. I know what the moon looks like, thank you. No. It was the loveliest, shiniest thing. Clicking. Like it was trying to talk. Like a whale. You know those whale clicks? Oh dear, listen to me. What will the ladies think? Let's just keep this between the two of us, shall we, Carl? No, it was the most marvellous thing. Don't know who it was talking to. I hope it got the message across. Oh, will you look at that? Look who's decided to show their face. Hello, Professor. Hello, you. You're a silly thing. Carl and I were just talking about you, weren't we? You had me very worried. I can just imagine you sitting under a bush, cleaning your bits completely. completely ignoring me all night. I suppose you want a little tuna treat, do you? Or are you buggering off again? You're going to lurk around here all day? Oh, you'd think I'd get some rest at my age. No, visitors at all hours around here, it never stops. All right, in you come then, in you come. Come say hello to Carl. Oh, he's just left. Just me and you again, Puss-Puss. Just me and you.
Hovering is written and directed by Alex Duncan. It was produced by Alex Duncan and Claire Frost. This episode was performed by Brianna Curran. Sound design and mixing by Claire Frost. Music by Audrey Vixen. Cover art by Phoenix Wydell. Full credits and more information available in our show notes.